Senator Marsha Blackburn calls for FDA investigation on use of puberty blockers on minors. By Spencer Lindquist on September 23, 2022. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee is calling on the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to investigate the use of puberty-blocking drugs on minors. Senator Blackburn sent a letter to the FDA calling for an investigation into the use of puberty blockers on minors. The letter, which was also signed by Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, calls on FDA Commissioner Robert M. Califf to answer vital questions related to the use of puberty blockers. The letter points out that the use of drugs classified as gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, agonists as puberty blockers is not approved by the FDA. This means that using such drugs for the purpose of puberty blocking is considered off-label. The letter reads off-label use of GnRH agonists in connection with diagnoses of gender dysphoria or the provision of transgender care is, by definition, intended to suppress the normal biological processes of puberty beyond the normal age of onset. Given that such off-label use deliberately delays and alters normal development, we are deeply concerned that it could result in significant short-term and long-term risks and adverse effects on adolescent patients, the letter continues. The senators go on to ask several questions, including how many reports of adverse effects associated with the administration of GnRH agonists to adolescent patients has the FDA received. They also inquire what clinical trials or other studies have been conducted, including in other countries, to evaluate the safety and long-term effects of administering GnRH agonists in connection with diagnoses of gender dysphoria or the provision of transgender care. Their final question reads, will the FDA commit to conducting pharmacoepidemiologic studies using electronic health data to assess the long-term effects on pediatric patients who were administered GnRH agonists in connection with diagnoses of gender dysphoria or the provision of transgender care? If not, why not? Using children for profit and political gain is deeply disturbing. Experts agree that there have not been enough clinical trials conducted to prove the safety and effectiveness of using these drugs on kids, the senator from Tennessee said in a press release. She went on to note that THESA drugs have not been approved for treating children experiencing gender dysphoria, but the left insists on experimenting on these children anyway. Blackburn's letter comes after Matt Walsh released shocking video from Vanderbilt University Medical Center in which a director bragged that procedures associated with sex change attempts were a big moneymaker, in part because they require lots of follow-ups. Blackburn has also stated, "There is nothing healthy about mutilating the bodies of minor children. We need an investigation into VUMC putting profits ahead of children immediately." Breitbart News revealed that Vanderbilt Health sponsored the kid and family portion of the Nashville Pride Parade, which included drag bingo and a drag queen story hour. The hospital was just one of several medical institutions that sponsored Pride parades while also offering puberty blockers, hormone replacement therapy, and in some cases, even surgery. In fact, Breitbart News found that children's hospitals across the country had sponsored the parades. Several doctors who run gender clinics have received consulting payments from companies that manufacture drugs that are used off-label as puberty blockers. Other reports from Breitbart News also indicate that the transgender movement has been enabled by key institutions with financial incentives in mind. AbbVie Incorporated, which creates a drug that is used off-label as a puberty blocker, is one of the sponsors of the Gender Cool Project. The organization seeks to normalize child transgenderism by securing high-profile media appearances for children who identify as transgender. Children involved with the organization have appeared in CNN, Forbes, MSNBC, The New York Times, and Teen Vogue, and have even spoken at the White House. Breitbart News also found that a conference that pushes child transgenderism was sponsored almost exclusively by surgical firms that offer procedures to those attempting to change their sex. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @SLindquist@Breitbart.com.